Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hi, it's Katie. Hi, Jack.
Hello there. Hi, Katie. Good to see you again.
Thanks. You sounded so insincere. You are listening to Be More Cleverer, and it's our first episode.
Yes.
Our first proper episode.
It's the first proper one.
That's exciting.
Is it? It is. I feel like... Do you know, do they say, is it like a quote about learning?
Probably, but we don't know it. That's fine.
No, but like, I just feel like after learning all this stuff this week, I feel pretty good, Katie.
You feel richer.
I'm coming in pretty good.
You feel nourished from all the information.
Yeah.
So you've been off learning.
I look happier than you, I think.
Okay, cheers, hun. So Be More Cleverer is a lovely little podcast in which we delve into a subject, learn all about it, on what we're saying is a journey of self-improvement without the use of booze or dieting.
How's that going, by the way?
Well, when booze and dieting... booze is still very much on. Dieting never happened.
Nah.
I'm just waiting for the information. I'm just holding up for that, really. And that's your doing, right? Because last time, what happened? So I'm going to give it a spin. And then, do I get to pick the topic, depending on the category?
Yeah, you do.
Yes, awesome. Okay, shall I spin?
Seems only right. Go for it, spin.
We've landed on entertainment.
Well, look at that.
Entertainment, actually, I don't know if that's a good first one, because that's probably our best...
If anything, we're good at that.
We don't know everything about entertainment, though.
I'm pretty damn sure that I know everything about
it. I'm sure. Okay, whatever. Okay, right, I need to catch you out then. Film. Oscars. Tell me about the Oscars.
Okay.
I bet you don't know lots about the Oscars. Read up and tell me everything about it.
Yeah, that's right. Last week, The Wheel, and then subsequently you, decided that Oscars was going to be the theme. And hey, Katie, damn right have I learned about the Oscars.
Yeah, so I decided to go for the Oscars just because we all talk about the Oscars. We read about it in the Daily Mail, well, I do. We keep an eye on who the nominees are. But actually, I feel like I don't know anything about it at all, which is really weird that we all talk about it, but I actually don't know much about it.
No one knows, like, the depth of it.
No, exactly. Which is where you come in.
Yeah, like, and I've had a really good week learning about it, and it's actually... I love films. Obviously, you don't, because you told me last week that you've only seen one film in the last year.
I love films. No, last year, I only saw one film released last year. Cinema's expensive these days, hon.
Such a big fan.
No, I'm not. I'm a bit rubbish with films. But I want to learn all about them, and so I'm hoping you can help me. How's the research gone?
It's been really good. It's been, like, it's really interesting. That's what I mean. Like, I love film, and I was shocked, really, that I didn't know more than I did. And when I was learning about it, stuff was familiar, which was really nice. I think that was reassuring for a first episode. So, should I go, like, straight in with what I've got?
Yeah. What bases are we covering here? What have you?
Everything,
can we look
forward
to? Hang on, that's bold.
That quite a bold claim. You're going to learn everything. No, you're not. But I think I got like the really key facts about like why, what, who is Oscar? Like when the, you know, the history. We go straight in with history.
Are we going to learn some stuff where we're going to come out the end of it and we are going to be able to brag? Something might come up in a pub quiz.
Yeah, there'll be facts
or triv.
There are facts. Stop saying triv. There'll be facts aplenty.
Lovely. That's what we want. We want knowledge.
Okay, so I spoke to like an actual film expert. I got an expert on.
Who did you get? How qualified is this person?
Really qualified, actually, which is surprising for me. I usually just get like my mum on. But
you do. It's true.
I actually got someone who used to be a Radio 1's film critic.
And no offence to your mum, but this lady sounds more qualified than Shirley.
She is. Yeah, so I got Rhianna Dillon, who is a film critic.
Oh, amazing. You got Rhianna.
I got Rhianna, yeah. Not that Rhianna. This Rhianna. And she was, like, amazing. And I, like, talked to her for quite a long time. But I just went straight in. I thought she'd be the best person to get some facts. So
yeah.
I just started with this, Katie. Why is it called the Oscars? And is it the same as the Academy Awards? Are they the same thing? Or am I missing a trick? Pretty good question to start with, right?
That's really strong. I have absolutely no idea why they're called the Oscars.
Well, Rhianna will tell you right now.
Okay, well, this is good. I can answer these very basic questions, Jack.
Calling them basic. Thanks, Rhianna.
Yes, the Oscars and the Academy Awards are the same thing.
One and the same.
So you're winning an Oscar, you're winning an Academy Award. But the Oscars, so why it's called the Oscars is kind of a mystery, which is weird. So
Pretty good. The
kind of the biggest, most well-known rumour about it is that an Academy librarian, like way back in the day,
mm-hmm.
Just looked at one of the little statuettes and was like, oh, kind of looks like my Uncle Oscar.
No way.
And then it just dark, yeah, which is kind of bizarre.
Wow.
I mean, she must have been a pretty big deal to just be like, oh, yeah. This woman thinks it must therefore be called Oscar.
Imagine if it was like, oh, it looks like my Auntie Judith. And now we're presenting the Judiths. There you go.
Well, first of all, I like the idea of the Judiths.
I wish they were the Judiths.
Second of all, did you phone her while she was in a creche?
Was she in a creche?
She sounds like she's in a creche. Activity world. But yeah, okay, well those aren't really cold hard facts there. But it's guidance, you know. Like the Judiths thing, you know.
Yeah, okay, Judith wasn't a fact.
Because
like,
she said it was rumours.
Yes. Those are factually, those are the rumours, if that makes sense.
And no one's got anything more cold or hard than that.
Those are like the cold hard facts that we have.
Yes.
But don't worry. This is an actual fact that Rhianna gave me. When did they start? Like when did that happen?
So they started in like 1929.
Okay.
But then it was back then it was like really private. Mm. And weirdly they used to like always release like the winners to the press so that they could kind of have them straight away.
They
got announced the next day. But then in the 40s, like one of the newspapers, I think it was like the New York Times or something like that, printed it early. And they were like, oh my God, which is why they now put them in the envelopes and no one knows who's won until those envelopes are opened on stage.
Stupid newspapers.
Is that good enough for you? Is that a fact?
That is good. And I have got a lot of questions about
how
they keep it secret.
Hmm.
I think that's quite a big thing. So that does surprise me that the press had it already because I can't really imagine that now because the papers do go absolutely nuts for like a month on the run up to the Oscars speculating.
Yeah, all they do is speculate. I mean, it's not like the newspapers to hide information as well.
Well, quite. But they wouldn't really be able to do that because everyone would know that they knew who it was, so they wouldn't really have as much material. So that is a good fact.
See, I'm all about the facts.
Well, it's Rhianna. I'm thanking Rhianna there, really.
Oh,
thanks,
okay.
Rhianna.
We kind of then dithered a bit, and in true fashion, I really wanted to talk about Liza Minnelli. So
not like you.
That's what we did.
So Liza Minnelli, right, she won an Oscar for Best Actress in Cabaret in 1972.
Uh-huh.
Now, she is the only Oscar winner whose parents have both earned Oscars themselves.
Who is her?
Isn't that really cool?
That's so cool. Who was her dad? Because I know her mum was off of Wizard of Oz, right?
Yeah, Judy Garland.
Yes.
She received basically like an honorary award in 1939. But her dad was Vincent Minnelli, who won for Best Director for Gigi in 1958.
Oh, wow.
I mean,
that's
the one,
good.
I mean, I take offence at you saying the one off of Wizard of Oz.
But tell me this. Did you know Liza Minnelli's dad?
No, I didn't know anything about her dad. it's not a surprise that our Judy decided to marry another.
She's not Judy Finnegan. You can't call it our Judy.
Is that what? Do you refer to her? Do you refer to her as our Judy?
Yeah, because like, she's one of the fam. Judy Garland is like royalty.
We all did become very familiar with Judy when she got her boobies out that time.
Booby Finnegan.
Anyway, we are really digressing. But yeah, that is good knowledge.
Exactly.
And that is a good fact.
So the next thing is probably one of my favourite things that has ever happened, okay?
Oh, that's bold.
It's really good. And you'll know and you'll laugh it and you'll appreciate it.
Do I
it.
Love this?
Yeah, but I think it's a fact all the same.
Okay.
Do you remember when John Travolta introduced Idina Menzel?
Oh my God, yes.
Singing Let It Go. Do you remember?
Adele Dazeem.
Adele Dazeem.
That's my favourite moment.
That was my favourite moment. And also that really awkward kiss that he gave to Scarlett Johansson on the red carpet. He's like, he's got his hands plastered all over her. And it's so gross. And like everything about John Travolta was just so horrible.
Oh my God.
And that was like his picture was just like made the newspapers the next day.
I love that there's so much heritage to the Oscars and they've got all these great facts. Like we had the thing about Liza Minnelli, Judy Garland, but such a big part of Oscars culture, as it were, is John Travolta and his gaffes. Because I love, I think... His massive gaffe. One of my favourite things of 2014, I remember the year, it was so important to me, was the Adele Dazeem. That was amazing. I loved it so much.
Are you happy with those facts?
Really, really good. And yeah, I mean, Scarlett Johansson, that was... I mean, I felt kind of sorry for him there because I think he just got a bad picture. But Adele Dazeem...
it was a really bad picture.
That wasn't a bad picture. Adele Dazeem, you can't really... that was amazing.
Yeah, you can't blame visuals
on
that.
Wickedly talented.
She was so confident. Anyway, so I want to thank Rihanna because that was like my facts. Rihanna also does a podcast called the Back Row Podcast. If you want to download that, you probably should because it's quite good, I say.
Is she going to give us a plug?
I hope so.
Fingers crossed. Thanks, Rihanna.
So do you want to hear the next thing, Evelyn?
Absolutely. Keep the knowledge coming.
Keep the knowledge going.
The knowledge song. We love the knowledge song. Like a little, could be an Oscars opener.
There, I should be. Neil Patrick Harris or someone. Who, by the way, fact, quick one. This is even off the record. I've known it so much. Neil Patrick Harris has been a host of the Oscars.
That's practice that you've learned so much that you could just have a conversation about anything and you just bring it back to the Oscars because you've learned so much.
I can. Do you want a top 10 countdown?
Of what? Is it anything? Sure, go for it.
No,
carry
of
on.
The Oscars, Katie. Yeah. The top 10 biggest Oscar-winning films of all time.
Oh, yep. Yeah. Continue, pray tell.
Okay, so 10 was a film called On the Waterfront. I just want you, Katie, to say whether you know it or not.
No, I don't know that.
That won 8 Oscars, so embarrassing that you don't know. 9, From Here to Eternity.
No, never heard of it.
Won 8 Oscars, so again...
How old are these films?
This is classic Katie. I mean, you are useless.
If you hadn't heard of these, I can...
Gone with the Wind at number 8.
I know that.
Also won 8 Oscars.
I haven't seen it, but I know of it.
And also, like, these are the top 10, and to only have won 8, is like that means that they're quite important.
Mm.
7 is The English Patient.
I've heard of it, I haven't seen it.
Won 9 Oscars. 6, The Last Emperor, won 9 Oscars as well.
That's very good, I haven't seen it, though.
At number 5, Gigi and Not Hadid. And not the terrible Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez film either.
Oh, Gigi.
Gigi. That won 9 Oscars, that was 5. 4, West Side Story, 10 Oscars.
I haven't seen that, but I obviously have heard
it. I love the musical. 3, Lord of the Rings, Return of the King. How many Oscars do you bet that won?
15.
Nah, don't be ridiculous. 11. And I've got a box office fact.
That surprised me, though, can I just say? Because normally the blockbusters often don't do as well.
No, I know.
In this day and age.
It did. It Back did in the amazing. Day, yeah. And it took 2 billion at the box office.
What?
Yep. Titanic, number 2. 11 Oscars. Also took 2 billion plus.
I've seen Titanic. That's the first one I've seen.
I'll never let go, Jack.
She did, though, didn't she?
She did. She lied.
Yeah.
And she had the biggest plank of wood I've ever seen.
It was massive. Massive plank of wood.
And Curveball at number 1, but all like old people going about it. Ben-Hur. That's a film that won 11 Oscars.
I haven't.
Ben-Hur at the box office got 167 million, which doesn't seem like a lot now, but they convert it to a typical modern price, and it basically smashed the rest of them out
of
the
water. And that's what they should do.
I'm going to dive straight into the next thing, Katie. I've got a quiz for you, a game for you.
A quiz? For me?
Yeah. It's called exciting. Oscar or Oscar.
I think I'm going to get 100% correct in this.
You won't, because basically it's to decide whether each answer is either an Oscar winner or Oscar Wilde, the famous poet and writer.
Did you come up with this idea and then realise they've both got the name Oscar in and then just go with it? Or did you come up with Oscar for Oscar first? I know what the answer to that question is. I don't even know why I asked.
So the first one, I'm dual nationality, part Israeli. Award winner or wild?
Award winner.
Yeah, correct. That's yes. Not Oscar, that's Natalie Portman. She won Best Actress for the film Black Swan in 2011.
I've seen that. I feel like I should make it a point of it when I've seen these films, because I'm so bad at films.
Okay, next one. I met the Pope. Oscar or not Oscar?
Hang on, you've got yourself confused here.
Oscar or Oscar?
Oscar or Oscar? Well, Oscar Wilde.
Yeah, Oscar Wilde did meet the Pope in 1877.
Lovely. Well done, Oscar Wilde.
Next one. I was one of the first notable celebrities.
Oscar Wilde.
He is noted.
He would say that, wouldn't he?
He said that. Mm. He is noted for being one of the first people of interest.
Oh, really?
Mm.
What about, like, I suppose apart from, like, royalty and things?
Yeah, but, like,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, carry on.
I have a link to World War II.
Oscar winner.
Yeah, Steven Spielberg won Best Director for the film Schindler's List in 1994. And finally, I learned how to box. Oscar or not Oscar?
Oscar winner.
Yeah, Robert De Niro, of course, Best Actor, Raging Bull in 1980. He won Best Actor.
So did I get 100% there?
Yeah, I think you did.
Smashed it!
When I did that, that was really hard.
Absolutely smashed it.
Ages as well.
Should I have got some wrong to humour you? I'm sorry.
Nah.
I'm just too clever.
Mrs. Oh, I've only ever seen one film.
Not in life. Yeah. You're misquoting me. It's not fair.
So, how much do you think you've learned? I've got a few more bits, but...
I feel like I'm learning. I feel like I'm absorbing a lot of information here.
Good. Okay, then I'll give you like three more final closing facts. And then we'll kind of look back on what we've learned.
Okay, cool.
You can summarise. You can give me a mark out of 10 if you want. Whatever.
Okay.
So, quickly, Cate Blanchett was the first person to win an Oscar for playing an Oscar winner. She portrayed Katharine Hepburn in The Aviator.
That is a good fact.
That's cool, right?
I'm going to take that one home. I'm going to put that one in my pocket.
That's cool.
You keep that.
The Academy Awards, or the Oscars, or the Judas, as they should be called, were shown on TV for the first time in 1953.
On TV then? I didn't even know they had TV then.
Yeah, but like they started 1929, so ages ago before.
Bloody hell. There you go. 1953. Can you make a mental note?
And finally... Greer Garson, I don't know who that is, gave the longest acceptance speech of all time during the 15th ever Oscars. It was nearly 6 minutes long, which doesn't seem long, but actually...
That is long. That's longer than Gwyneth.
I love it when they play the music when they...
Yes,
when
it's like, too long. Hurry on, dear. Music's on.
Didn't they play the Jaws theme? Did they do that?
What? No, that's not a thing.
Okay.
Oh, that's sad, though, because that's the 15th ever Oscars, so that's before they started televising them, so we can't even YouTube that.
I know. If only we could YouTube an amazing cultural event, Katie.
Oh, I know, but that would be fun, though, because we could watch
basic.
That later. It could be basic. Well, well done, Greer. I mean, if you win an Oscar, you might as bloody well do that.
Yeah.
I would. Meryl wouldn't, because she's won so many. She's won loads.
She won so many.
How many did she win?
She'd been nominated 19 times.
That
another
is,
fact.
You've learnt so much. I'm so proud of you. Well... So is that Oscars? That Romeo done? Is that Oscars
That's
done?
That's done Romeo done.
Amazing. Well done, Jack. Do you feel like you've learned a lot?
Yeah, I really do.
I feel like you've taught me loads.
And I think like I'm going to take it all with me, which is quite good.
And especially that Ben-Hur one. I feel like if that question came up, so that's the highest grossing Oscar-winning film.
Yeah, with the most wins as well.
That is really good. So if that question came up, I would absolutely no way have said Ben-Hur. So that is good. Ben-Hur.
Good knowledge.
I didn't expect to say Ben-Hur this much in the first podcast.
Who knew? Ben-Hur, Ben-Hur.
Ben-Hur.
I think it's my turn to give you a subject for next time.
I kind of forgot about this bit that I'd...
I did forget. I was having so much fun learning that I've actually forgot this
gosh.
Is what we did. I forgot the mechanic of our whole game.
Oh, I wish I would have really enjoyed going off and learning about the Oscars.
Yeah, because you never watch films. Anyway, I'm spinning now.
Okay. Good spinach.
I didn't like that. I'm going to do it again.
Oh, that was better. That's a good
Ooh,
one.
Ooh, okay. I don't know if you're going to like this one.
Oh, no. I can't see it. Let me... What is it?
You read that aloud?
Oh, sports and hobbies.
Ha, 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 ha. It's funny because neither of us know anything about sport or hobbies. I don't know anything about hobbies. Do you?
Apart from Netflix.
Netflix and chill.
No, just Netflix. Just Netflix. Not the chill.
Okay, immediately I'm going to say something because I don't know much about it and I should because I'm Welsh.
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
Rugby.
You're joking.
Just like rugby in general. It's quite big.
No, rugby's too broad.
Okay, and there's two versions, I think. Rugby
yes,
league and rugby union.
I mean, they're a much of muchness to me.
They are I'm going to say union because why not? That's the one.
They're two totally different sports.
Yeah, let's respect that, but I'm just going to say union. It could be harder, but who cares? I'm giving you rugby union. You okay with that?
You know you're enjoying this too much?
I am, because you're really not enjoying it, which gives me pleasure.
I'm going to teach you all about it. You're going to come away from the next podcast knowing all about rugby. You should know about it anyway. You're Welsh.
Yeah, but that's the embarrassing thing. So let's leave that there because it's making me really
embarrassed. I'm going to save you some embarrassment.
It's uncomfortable. Leave me alone, Katie. Bye.
Bye.
See you next time.
Don't forget, if you're listening to this thinking, I know something that I want to know loads about and you want to throw your hat into the proverbial ring, do contact us on Twitter at BeMoreCleverer, or you can email us, if you are that way inclined, at BeMoreCleverer@gmail.com.
You did that perfectly.
Thanks, Henny.
Een nieuwe uitlaat nodig? Of motorolie? 123autoparts.nl heeft werkelijk alles voor je auto. 123autoparts.nl.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.